Well, so we have the great privilege this week of reading Parshas Ekev. And of course, like most of Chumash Devarim, it's a review on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael about all of the events that have led them up to this point. So Moshe Rabbeinu literally reviewing every step of the journey, the good parts, the not so good parts, all in an effort to prepare Klal Yisrael for their future by allowing them to learn from their past. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is in Perek Ches, Pasuk Yotes, chapter 8, verse 19, V'haya, im shachoach tishkach es Hashem Elokecha, and it will be that if you forget Hashem your God, V'halachto acharei Elokim, Elohim acherim, and you will go ahead and you'll walk, you'll follow after other gods, V'avartam, and you'll serve them, V'shtachavis Elohim, and you will bow down to them, Ha'idosi bachem hayom, I testify before you today, that you will be lost forever. So at the most basic level, Moshe Rabbeinu here is teaching Klal Yisrael that if you forget God, it's not going to be good. If you forget God, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forget you. If you forget God, then at the end, when you serve other gods, avot tavidun, very strong lashon, you'll be lost forever. So again, this is not a new theme, this is not a new sentiment, this is something that Moshe Rabbeinu has tried to convey to Klal Yisrael many times throughout the years, where there's an idea of reciprocity in the relationship. And if you forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like if you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He'll take care of you. If you forget about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then unfortunately, again, the relationship will suffer from God's side as well. Ha'idosi b'chem hayom. I testify before you today, ke'avot tovedin, you'll be lost. But in the Svarim, they point out a very interesting idea. In general, when you see the word v'haya, v'haya is always lashon simcha. So that word v'haya, and it will be, or and it was, usually introduces something that has an element of happiness. Just like v'hi b'mei, the Gemara says, v'hi b'mei, whenever he introduces v'hi b'mei, so usually that foreshadows something negative that is about to occur. V'haya usually is a positive foreshadow. And the obvious shayla over here is this pasuk is describing Klal Yisrael forsaking God, going to worship Avodah Zarah. So why does it use the word v'haya? What simcha, what happiness could there be in this particular situation? And the great tzaddik Rabbi Yisrael of Rizhin advances an incredible yisod. He says, I'm going to quote to you, v'haya lashon simcha. The word v'haya, just biblically speaking, whenever you see the v'haya, right, v'haya im shamoa tishmua mitzosai, if you will listen to my mitzos, chesh bracho, give us bracha. V'haya always introduces a section or a subject or a topic of simcha, of great happiness. So I ask the Rebbe, so what do I do with this lashon over here, v'haya im shachach, im shachoach tishkach? So the Rebbe says something amazing. He understands the pasuk as follows. You have to break up the verse a little bit differently. V'haya im shachoach means im tishkach lismoach v'tihye chader atzlus. The Rebbe says, the way to read it is as follows. The pasuk is not talking about simply forgetting God. The first part of the pasuk says, v'haya im shachoach, if you forget, v'haya, if you forget to be besimcha, and you allow yourself to be enveloped by sadness, by atzvus, what's the result? Tishkach es Hashem Elokecha. You will come to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'atzvus tisov l'cha, she'tishkach es Hashem. The sadness will ultimately cause you to forget the Ribono Shel Olam. An incredible and overwhelming insight into the pasuk. V'haya im shachoach, kama. It will be, if you forget v'haya, if you forget to be besimcha, if you forget to be happy in life, as a result, tishkach es Hashem Elokecha, you will unfortunately come to forget Hashem your God. The Rebbe telling us that Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, do not forget your simcha, do not forget to be besimcha, do not forget to live your life in a state of joy. For if you allow yourself to fall into the grips of atzvos, if you allow yourself to fall into the grips of sadness, you will forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rishon are teaching us an incredible yisod about the need to live life besimcha. What does this mean, to live life besimcha? What does this mean, to live life with happiness? So I think that there are two parts to this. Number one, there is the simcha of optimism. What the Rebbe is teaching us is we have to be optimistic people. You know, some people unfortunately go through life and they're always waiting for the next shoe to drop. They're always waiting for the next thing to go wrong. Now, Nebuch, unfortunately, that's sometimes because of a series of negative life experiences. When you've been beaten down enough, sometimes you just expect to be beaten down in the future. But we have to break that cycle. A person has to be optimistic. A person ultimately, again, has to live life with a vahaya. You have to believe that even if things haven't been so great until now, that they have the ability to be better. You have to believe in yourself. Even if I haven't been so great until now, I'm optimistic that I could change, that I could be better. That's the simcha of optimism. The simcha of approaching life, not wondering what's going to go wrong next. But fakert, the simcha of approaching life with what incredible opportunity is going to come next. What incredible moment is going to come next. What incredible moment of incredible self-transcendence or growth of chesed. You have to approach life with an optimism. But then there's also the idea of Rabbi Nachman, an idea that we've quoted many times before, when the Rebbe says, in perhaps one of his most well-known statements, of mitzvah gidola lihios besimcha tamid. There is a great mitzvah, ultimately, again, to be besimcha, to always be happy. And the obvious question that the Rebbe deals with is, how could a person always be happy? There are times in life where we're not supposed, halacha says I'm not supposed to be happy. There are times in life where I'm just not happy. We need mitzvah gidola lios besimcha tamid. So you've mentioned this many times in the past, but it bears repetition here as well. The simcha that Rabbi Nachman refers to is not the simcha with a big smile on your face. It's not the simcha because everything is absolutely fantastic. It's the simcha of recognizing, says Rabbi Nachman, that I have good inside of me. That no matter how much I've messed up in life, there is still good inside of me. No matter how dramatic my mistakes have been, there is still good inside of me. And when I recognize that no matter how tragic my mistakes have been, I have not divested myself of all of my tov, of all of my good, that's simcha. Then there's personal simcha. Then there's personal joy. The joy of knowing that I'm not beyond salvation. The joy of knowing that no matter how badly I've messed up, there is still good inside of me. And I think that's what the Rishner is telling us. The greatest danger in life, says Moshe Rabbeinu, is v'haya im shachoach. If you forget the v'haya, if you forget how to be besimcha, if you forget how to be optimistic, if you forget how to see the good inside of yourself, if you forget your simcha, then you know what happens? Tishkach es Hashem Elokecha. You can't have a relationship with God if you don't know how to be besimcha, if you don't know how to capture an optimistic outlook and how to continue to see the good inside yourself, if you forget the v'haya, then unfortunately, again, you will come to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Spiritual success in life, emotional success in life, a meaningful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is predicated on my ability to be besimcha, is predicated on my ability to lead a v'haya life. And I think this is so incredibly important because here we are in Erev Shabbos Mevarchim Chodesh Elul. We're about to enter into the stage of year when we become exceptionally reflective and introspective, and it ushers in the beginning, Chodesh Elul ushers in the beginning of the season of tshuva. And sometimes for many of us, tshuva becomes a difficult experience because we become so immersed in our failures and our shortcomings. And it's hard for us to see, maybe I haven't done the things I wanted to do. I haven't grown in the way that I wanted to grow. But remember, and we'll talk about again that process, we'll talk about tshuva in the coming weeks. But for now, it's important to understand that even when I have to confront my shortcomings and my failures, it always has to be done with the mindset of v'haya. A Jew always has to be besimcha. Mitzvah gidola lihios besimcha tamid. I must always maintain my optimism. I must always be able to see the good within myself. Because if I forget my v'haya, if I forget my ability to be besimcha in life, I lose everything. May we zolcha meretz Hashem to a day filled with simcha, to a Shabbos filled with simcha, to a lifetime filled with simcha. May we zolcha meretz Hashem to never forget the beautiful people we are, the beautiful accomplishments we have. May we zolcha never to forget our v'haya, and in that zechus, we will never forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu and our beautiful relationship we have with Him. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Erev Shabbos.